Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here show after show breaking those myths that mompreneurs and women who work from home are just dabbling in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we are making a difference and empowering each other along this journey. And, you know, I've reached out through Harrow. I've told you before, it's a great resource for all of you out there looking for publicity, help a reporter out. And Angela Wallace was somebody who reached out through our inquiry, and I'm so excited to be sharing her today. So let me give you a little background. Angela Wallace Impact Agency builds brave consumer brands for a better world with purpose beyond profit. They deliver best-in-class strategies to maximize company mission, sell with soul, and share stronger stories to make magic happen in the market. Angela focuses on empowering female founders, currently mentors startups in social impact and sustainability design in the global WeWork Lab Networks, and is officially certified as a conscious capitalism consultant after 2020. I really like that, and I can't wait for you to share what that is. But Angela, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you, Dori. I'm really happy to be with you.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you. So I want to ask you, when you first started out with your blog, Sustainable, 7 years ago, but what were your early beginnings that led you to want to work with consumer product brands?
Absolutely. So at that time in my life, this is back in 2012, I was a graduate student living in London, UK, and really just immersed in academic work, very technical and scientific. I was studying environmental management, so ecological science, climate science, and I was craving a creative outlet. And I stumbled upon this community of people in Britain and across Europe who were pursuing more sustainable consumer products. They were building fashion brands that were using organic cotton and fair trade principles. They were building clean beauty personal care products that were removing toxins out of our everyday lives. And I was just inspired to have that creative outlet, so I started writing about them and ended up having partnerships with really interesting people and meeting some of the really pioneers in that space, like Safiya Minni, who founded PeopleTree many years ago and was at really the forefront of that movement. So I just continued that throughout my graduate degree, and then also I became a mom shortly after that. As many of our listeners will know, that is a huge watershed moment in your life. So I was even more motivated to learn and grow this for myself, both personally and professionally. You know, it changed my personal choices that I made for myself and my family, my daughter, and also the choices I made in my career. So it was a really important phase for me, even though I was only paid minimally while I was a blogger. It built a network for me. I became part of a community of people who were driving change, building brands and businesses to make a meaningful impact in the world. So that's really how I started out on this path.
What a way to start out. So with your focus on ethical and sustainable brands, how do you define those? What are those terms and the criteria for that?
Absolutely. And, I mean, they are kind of broad terms, and I think there's a lot that fits into it. For me, ethical refers to social impact and people. You know, we talk about caring about the way things are made and who makes them, how are they treated. So, for example, how are garment workers treated when they're making fashion for us that we wear? And sustainability refers more to preserving and protecting the planet, our natural resources, our air, our water, including what goes in, on, and around our bodies for our own health, like human health, as well as the health of the planet. So those are pretty broad terms, and a lot of different business people that I've worked with since, including myself, you find your path on how to define them. So one entrepreneur may choose to do organic produce, organic food products. Another may choose to do a fair trade initiative and really pay people living wages to help them have the dignity of well-paid work. Another person may decide that actually what they want to do is create a circular brand so that the whole brand from start to finish, from the farmer's field to the consumer's closet, all the way to the end of life for that product, that food, or that fashion, they are involved in making sure that it is a positive impact. And that's really how you can start to think about these things. And the most exciting thing for me about how to define this is that it's constantly evolving, because we've never got it perfect. I don't really believe in perfect. I believe in progress, and that's the exciting thing. There's always something new to learn, a new change to look at. And so it's this really dynamic, living, breathing arena.
You know, it's interesting in listening to this, because in my other part of my life, as our listeners know, I have a company called Safety Bags and StadiumBags.com, and it's actually a line of clear bags and backpacks dealing with security issues in schools, offices, airports, sports arenas, public venues. But it took me almost 7 years to find a manufacturer, because I had to go overseas for the quality material I wanted. Yes. That worked with the Fair Wage Federation, environmental laws, and the child protective laws. Because that was incredibly important to me. And the reality is I could go to different factories and probably knock anywhere from $3 to $10 off per bag. But that's because of the labor, and I won't do it. I won't do it. I think it's really important. I think that that's incredibly important. So I want to ask you, with your work, it's about consumers and consumer choices. What are consumers choosing when it comes to conscious consumer brands? What do they want?
Well, this is the linchpin, right? We have to still deliver brands and businesses that provide goods and services that consumers are excited about, that they want to vote with their dollar for, they want to become loyal, brand loyalists. And you just hit on it in your own business, what you talked about, making sure the factories are ethical. Is there transparency? Is there no child labor? We want to protect childhoods. Kids have the right to an education. The consumers are really looking to live a beautiful, healthy life. When I think of the average mom like me, like you, like so many people listening, we want to make choices that feel empowered, that protect our families, that give us the maximum health and wellness that we can have, that make us feel good about ourselves, not only the way we feel and the way we look, but who we are as people. So I think the future of consumer brands is this idea of bringing meaning into our lives, that every purchase, there is a purpose with it, and there's power in that, and we can choose how to use that consumer power to create meaningful change. So we want value. We want efficacy. We want quality. We also want to feel like we're standing for things in our lives, that who we are as people. We resolve that dynamic tension. There can be some guilt as consumers. There's a lot of narratives that go around with it, but the brands that will have the greatest success in the future, especially as the millennials and the Gen Zs come up, they have even higher expectations for what they're looking for from consumer products and from brands. They have really high standards. They want to know the story. What's the big idea? What's the greater purpose? And how is this made? Where does this come from? Why does it matter? So that is really going to be a driving force in the future for brands. And I think that it's exciting because we've already seen that change with aspirational consumers, people who want to shop and they want to buy great things. They also want to protect the planet and do right by the people who make their products.
It's really interesting to hear this, because it's one of the things that we talk about all the time with our brand, that cheap is expensive. And especially when it comes to buying like a backpack for school and all of that, we've started in Canada. They've actually reached out to us because now it's conversations that's starting to happen. And the schools are really looking before anything, because they're looking at what is just going on. And, for me as a mom, I wanted to create a product that actually lasted, because again, cheap is expensive. And as parents, I know what it is to be investing in a backpack, for the school year, and you want it to actually last. I mean, ours are guaranteed for 3, because I'm a mom. I know where the bags break. And my manufacturer yells at me that we make our bags too good, that they're supposed to break, so people have to rebuy them. And I'm like, see, I'd rather they don't break and people want to buy other ones. But that's just me, you know. But I think more parents and more families and more people are looking at things like that, that if you're going to make, especially that kind of a purchase where you're buying something that's made of plastic, you know, this is not a throwaway item. My best friend is my first prototype for 11 years. You know, it's not something, exactly, it's not something that's getting thrown out every year. You may want to use it for something else, but it's going to be usable and usable. So
exactly.
I want to get back to, you know, well, you know what? I mean, we're moms.
Exactly.
It's our job. I mean, think it really is. It's our job to be doing things with that in mind. So you right now are really currently training as a conscious capitalist consultant. I want to know about that program. I really do. I want to know about that program and that experience, because it's just such an interesting title.
It is interesting. So basically, it's a movement that's actually started in the USA. I'm based in Toronto, Canada. I don't know if you've mentioned that yet. It exists here as well, but it's co-founded by John Mackey, who's one of the original owners and CEOs of Whole Foods. And Whole Foods Market, as many people know, is a highly ethical, conscious company. They've worked really hard to drive change in the food industry for health with farmers and suppliers. They've done a lot of incredible work over the years, and have really tried to bring quality, as we just spoke about, to market, as well as have these values, these higher purpose values. And they had this North Star that they followed for all those years, and their business grew because of that, and they really found their audience who wanted to make those good choices. So that's the basis of the program. And it's really a small group of us. There's 18 of us training. And the idea is that we will be fully versed in this business methodology, these principles and practices that can help a company, a brand founder, a business owner, to establish their business in a way that they do all of this for positive outcomes. So it's stakeholder orientation. How do you think of your customer, the mom who has to get the backpack to go to school in September? How do you treat your suppliers? How do you treat your investors if you have those? And this idea of higher purpose, solving a worthy problem in the world, addressing something that really deserves our attention and our action and our commitment over time, and being conscious leaders, you know, really having values that will lead us in a really positive direction to evolve humanity. That's what the credo talks about. We have a credo even to evolve humanity and build a better world. So it's a very inspiring group, and it's a year-long program. And at the end of that, or even partway through, I really hope to start working with businesses to help them learn how to do this in their business and get their team on board, get excited, and realize that they can grow their business, they can be successful, profitable, you know, wildly successful, and also really drive meaningful change in our families and our communities and even the world.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break, thank our sponsors, and then we'll be back with Angela Wallace in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans. Take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from StadiumBags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at StadiumBags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Rock. All right, let's start that one again. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Angela Wallace, Impact Agency. And we're talking about conscious capitalism, which to me kind of sounds like an oxymoron. So I want to ask, I mean, it really does. What are the opportunities that exist to reimagine how business works?
Going to sound a little wishy-washy or maybe woo-woo, but at the end of the day, it's about getting back to the idea of love and care for each other, for people, all the people impacted and involved in a business, and for the planet, all the natural ecosystems and the way that we work in the world. So it sounds like an oxymoron, probably because big business has gained a bit of a bad reputation, from financial crises to scandals to C-suite teams that seem to be only looking out for themselves and trying to pocket everything they can at the expense of others, we've really seen a decline in trust with business. And I think that is true. Research has shown that Americans trust business less now than they ever have before in history. And that's a real big issue because business should be a positive thing in our lives, in our communities, in our country, not just because of the financial impact that it makes and the way that it drives our economy and gives us jobs and salaries and resources, but because of the other impacts that it can make in our lives, whether it's providing for human health and making sure that people can take care of themselves, or other sorts of opportunities like charitable giving and philanthropy, supporting the causes that matter most, and really looking at how do we create better equality for people? People live better lives, happier lives, healthier lives. So it can seem like an oxymoron, but we've seen these companies. You know, I mentioned Whole Foods. I work with a bunch of businesses, many of them started by female founders, who are really driven. They're mission-driven people. They want to make a difference in the world. They didn't just start their business to make money. They want to have a purpose beyond profit. They want to leave a legacy, you know, for their kids and their kids' kids. They want to do something with their lives that's bigger than them. So when I look at businesses to work with, I choose brand founders who have that motivation to say, okay, I'm going to make a great product or a great service, and I'm going to bring it to market, and it's going to be wonderful. And how else can I make this do something good in the world? And answering that question is really, I think, a powerful motivator for all of the founders that I work with.
You launched your impact agency on March 8th, 2019, on International Women's Day. How important is it for you to support female founders in this industry? Why does that matter so much to you?
It was just a lucky chance, actually, that it was International Women's Day, but I'm really glad that it worked out that way because I feel happy about it. The role of female founders is incredible right now. We have more women starting businesses than ever before in human history, really, as a ratio. And this is across all demographics, all ethnicities, in all corners of the world, let alone here in Canada and USA. So I think it would be stupid of me not to work with female founders in consumer product brands. They are reimagining so many product categories, and it's exhilarating to see how it's unfolding. One woman I work with, Jennifer, she launched Urban Spa over a decade ago, and she has this beautiful story of sailing from the Bahamas to Florida when she was a young woman, and watching along the side of the boat all of this plastic pollution floating, full-size lounge chairs and single-use plastic water bottles. And she was like, I wonder what I could do to create a brand of personal care products that would help address this. So she launched her brand, and now she works and donates money back for women and children in Thailand who are at risk of exploitation. So she's built this beautiful story and these beautiful products, and I see her leading by example, and I just think that women, they possess a lot of the best characteristics that define an excellent leader, and that's not just anecdotal. Like Harvard Business Review confirms this. So many of us possess these great qualities of strategic thinking and compassion and communication, and I really think that women will continue to change the economy and the industry for years to come. They're already doing it.
Well, I would actually have to agree with you. Over the course of your career, you've worked with more than 100 consumer brands. So what insights do you have for founders building their brands?
Yeah, it isn't easy to build a brand. It's more often than not a lot of hard work. And anytime you see a product or a really cool brand that comes up and it seems like they're an overnight success, like 9.5 times out of 10, there's like a huge amount of work and history for, you know, a decade before that has been poured into that to get it to that place. So I would say really bringing it back to that purpose, to have a greater meaning for why you do it, to really instill that motivation in you, to be excited about pursuing that business and getting it going and making it successful. That's the sort of fuel that you need to overcome the obstacles, the barriers to market entry, or the challenges you might face in like finding the right manufacturer or finding the right distribution partner or setting up a sales team, whatever the case may be. And I think that having that motivation can really carry you forward and help you create your brand in a way that will let you really succeed over the long term. If your heart isn't in it, it probably won't work, you know?
I would have to agree with that 100% because it's way too hard if your heart's not in it.
Wait.
So as a single parent, you know, you're a single mom raising your daughter. As a co-parent, what advice do you have for mompreneurs and entrepreneurs starting a business and running a household by themselves? What's been your greatest challenge?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's that quintessential like work-life balance that I don't even know if it exists. I heard another female founder recently call it work-life integration, and I loved that because it really is this balancing act. You know, today I was negotiating a contract, and I'm on a podcast, and I also baked a cake for my daughter's school bake sale. So in, you know, less than 12 hours, I've worn all these hats and tried to figure out all these things, and I went to an event to support another female founder. So it is just this constant struggle, and I think all too often we have this narrative on perfection and achieving everything and getting everything perfect, and then we end up feeling like we're failing when really we're doing our best, and our best is enough because we are being great moms and we're being great mompreneurs. And for me, it was really embracing this idea that I won't be able, there's no such thing as perfect, and I'm going to do my best every day. And if I can accept that my best is enough, then that releases a lot of the pressure that I feel to have everything just so. And so, that isn't just something that single parents feel. That's like parents full stop. But when you're on your own, there is this additional worry that you're not enough, providing enough, whether that's financially or emotionally. So just really accepting and being kind to myself, having self-compassion, has made a big difference.
So there are some scary problems right now. We all see the headlines. So what hope do you have that we can leverage our businesses to help solve these incredibly pressing problems going on right now?
I mean, I think there's so many opportunities to create change. Really, any issue that hit, like, strikes you in your heart that makes you feel a compassion and a concern, that's a great place to start. Like, maybe, you know, you worry about childhood hunger and kids that are going to school on an empty stomach, and you can find a way to build a give back in your brand to provide, you know, school meals. Or maybe you find a way to hire women who are otherwise excluded from the economy, but they have great sewing skills and they can work for your fashion brand, and you provide them meaningful employment to help you create your products. Or there's like literally 101 ways. I think the most important thing is to imagine you're at the end of your life and you're looking back and you're reflecting on who you were and what you did. What would you love people to say that you achieved, not as a title or a salary or some of the more traditional measures of success, but what did you give back to your community and to the world in a more meaningful way? And then find those little hacks in your business where you can make a difference, whether it's charitable giving or reimagining your business model. And don't be afraid to dream big, because really only the people who try to change the world are the ones who do. So, you know, you got to try and believe that it's possible. You know, have the audacity to believe that it is possible to make the world a better place and create meaningful change. And then, you know, find great examples. There's some wonderful examples out there of businesses that have made these models, buy one, give one, and other sorts of approaches that really you can draw on as examples to start your own initiative to make an impact.
Well, as we wrap up here, I want to ask you, kind of as an entrepreneur to the mompreneurs listening right now, share, as you close, a way for them to make some positive impact with their own company.
I would say follow your heart. You know, we often feel in business that we need, and I get it, because I'm all about the numbers and the practical pieces of business, the logical and analytical pieces of business. But I would say follow your heart, because people who follow their heart, like so many of the entrepreneurs I work with, they do things because they're passionate about it, and they persevere with their ideas. And because of that, they really do make progress. So although it sounds a little bit of an emotional take on business, I would say allow yourself to dream and imagine about how you can make a difference, and follow your heart, allow yourself, give yourself permission to really feel those things emotionally, and then follow that, pursue that, and make it happen.
Angela, thank you so much for sharing with us today. Please let everyone know how they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. My website is www.angelawallace.ca, and my social handles are my first initial, A. Wallace, MSc, for my master's degree, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Great, and I hope that you guys will reach out to her and find out more about what she is doing with Impact Agency, because the work you're doing is really important, and I'm so pleased that we were able to share with you and have you share with us today. So thank you so much for being with us, and for all of you tuning in, thank you for spending time with us here on Word of Mom Radio and the Word of Mom Media Network. And we're going to close out with Smith Sisters Bluegrass, and She Is You. So on behalf of everyone here at Word of Mom Media, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure. She is sure. She is strong. She is strong. She is true. She is true. She is brave. She is brave. She is bold. She is bold. She is you. She is you. She is you. She is you. She is you.
you.